Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, it's Sophia and Cinzia.
How are you? How's it going?
And we want to welcome you to the first ever episode.
Our very first ever episode.
Of our brand new podcast, The Girls' Bathroom.
We are podcast queens.
We're now podcast queens.
So we can now add a podcasters to our...
Yeah, what's
little,
the word?
To our
bios?
To our thingy. Yeah, our occupations. Podcasts are fun because we could be sat here with our tits out, no makeup on.
Just who knows what we're doing back here?
Who knows? Let your imagination run wild. You could be picturing us naked
on the sofa.
Just together with our headphones on.
So, this is our first ever episode. So,
Numero uno.
So, we thought we would just explain a little bit about how this podcast is going to work.
We've got a little structure.
We've got a bit of structure.
Barely,
but we're trying.
So, one episode's going to be a bit more boy focus, boy talky, you know, the shebang.
The YouTube people will know the deal here.
So we're all going to be talking about relationships, boys, etc.
Situationships, all exes, of that. Boy drama.
God.
Oh, it's heavy.
We're going to start crying here. And then the following episode will be more girl talk. So like friendships, you know, girly things.
Yeah, more girl chats.
Whatever that entails, like your period or, you know, what
an
else?
An ex-best friend.
Yeah.
A bitchy friendship group.
A toxic friend.
What am I doing with my life?
Yeah. These friends are all fake.
Help me.
So that's
how it's going to work.
The general. So if you are like listening to an episode and expecting like all boy things, but it's a girl thing, you know, we're alternating.
Yeah, we're alternating.
So I hope that works well with you guys.
And I hope that made sense.
We don't have a script or anything, which
we
is
We don't,
nice.
Which you can probably tell. But anyway, this episode is going to be a boy talk.
We
kind of feel like the boy talks are the classics.
They're the classics. I mean...
Not a lot of boy problems in this world.
Not to toot our own horn, but we feel like we kind of pioneered...
We did. I'm going to say it here on the podcast.
We kind of pioneered the boy... I mean, don't hold me to that. You could probably Google boy talk. There was probably one from 2011, but
the new phenomenon.
The new boy talk phenomenon. We did our first one like literally 3 years ago.
I know. And I remember saying like, what should we call it? Like, you know, we're like, what about boy talk?
I was like, wow,
It was either boy chats or boy talk.
Yeah. And I was like, that's it. You did it. Wow.
Yeah.
What a revolutionary name. Boy talk. It's never been done before.
Okay. So should we get into it?
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
We got a lot of it.
We got a lot of
emails. We sat down for like 3 hours the other day and literally reading these,
and it was kind of hard to cut some of them out.
We had to be brutal and like, no, take that one out.
Yeah, because we're already babbling too much. Yeah. We've got to pick up the pace.
Let's click these fingers, get this snapping. Dilemma: why am I not satisfied? Let's find out.
My
dilemma is, I've been with my boyfriend around 5 months now, and he is truly wonderful, and
amazing.
I love him so much. Oh,
so happy for
However,
you.
I can't help but have waves of panic that I'm too young to be settled. Brackets, I'm 20. And I know that I want to be single after this relationship.
Right.
And enjoy that single life again. Right. Okay. I do love him, but I constantly feel conflicted between staying with someone I love and this irrational feeling that I want to be free and single.
Right.
I think if you're in a relationship, like, regardless if you're 16 or however old, like, you should see a future with that person, right?
Yeah. Like, well, maybe it depends on the individual.
True.
But I think it's because we're generally the type of people.
Yeah.
And I feel like other people are, like some of my other friends.
Wouldn't you feel like you're just wasting your time?
Exactly.
Like, doesn't she feel like she's wasting her time?
I know.
Wants to be single? Like, you could be single right now.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I sort of think that if I'm in a relationship with someone, I ideally am picturing me marrying them.
Right?
Otherwise, what's the point?
What is the point?
I feel like you shouldn't be in a relationship if you're thinking, when this ends, I'm going to single life.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. Maybe like 6 more months of this and then I'll just go wild.
Just go crazy.
In a month, I'll break up with him and we'll have the best time.
So that is kind of a red flag, I would say.
The thing is, I get that you love him and a lot of people aren't meant to be with the people they love. You know, a lot of people are in love, but it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
So I know you say you're conflicted with the fact that you love him, but you clearly want to be single.
Yeah. But maybe it's more like, maybe like you've got 5 friends who are also all single.
True.
What if you then break up with him, all your other mates get boyfriends, and suddenly you want a boyfriend again?
Mm.
So try and...
But then maybe she is too young to be having relationships.
Yeah, but she's our age.
I know.
I think it's, you've got to think about it. You've got to think, like, do you want to go out, get with loads of people, you know, go crazy, whatever?
Because this is the age to do it. Like, if you're that type of person, you want to do that 20, you can go wild and free. Like, you go
crazy.
Do it. Go,
these
girl.
Are your best boob, best body years.
Yeah.
You've
oh, my
go
God. Before that, you know, vagina
before
sags.
Before things start to sag and all
before
move
that
about.
Metabolism slows down.
Yes. You need to get out there. Show the world what you've got.
So I think, look, go for it. Look, you're saying after this relationship, I want to be single.
Well, then, Be single now.
Right now. Boom. Yeah. There you go. A round of
applause. Wow. Look
we
at us go.
We got the answer so quickly.
Okay, so I'm a fresher at uni, and this term I have gotten really close to this guy in my block.
Close.
I see him every day, but not just in the block. We gym together, study together, watch movies together, etc.
Oh, wow.
And when it's holidays, we talk every day. It's gotten to the point that we're having combos on iMessage, Snapchat, and Insta, all at the same time.
Oh my God.
The massive problem is he has a girlfriend.
Dun-dun-dun.
I have no intention of breaking up a couple. Okay, whatever you say, sis. And he is too much of a nice guy to ever cheat. I know that.
I get that.
I'm pretty certain he just sees us as really good friends.
Yeah.
But I can't help the fact that I have fallen for him. I can't tell him or avoid him because we live together, and I never know if he feels the same. He also used to spend a lot of time complaining about seeing his girlfriend as she lives in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
She is on a gap year, and I feel that slightly led me on. Liking someone this much kind of hurts. I know it's corny. I don't know what to do. It's making me feel quite worthless.
I
think you need to take a step back.
I think the reason why you've got so close is he must miss his girlfriend.
Obviously.
He misses doing things with his girlfriend. He's kind of put you in that position.
And
in turn, you've got feelings for him because you're basically acting like boyfriend and girlfriend.
You're basically his filling girlfriend while she's not
you're
there.
Filling, yeah, cause
you're
filling, yeah,
because if
she was in. Here... If she was here, he wouldn't be hanging out with you. He'd
no.
be hanging out with...
You wouldn't be watching movies together.
No.
You wouldn't be doing all this. That's not normal.
He'd be doing it with his girlfriend. Right? So, I mean, he shouldn't have done that. I mean, naturally, you're going to... Look, you live together. You're in the same blah, blah, blah.
True.
Like, things do happen naturally, but he...
He has got a girlfriend.
He has got a girlfriend, and...
It's probably hard for you to really think about her because she lives in Barcelona. You've never met
this
girl.
Met
you
this
don't even,
girl.
For all you know, she doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
But she does. And, you know, she's on a gap year. So that gap year is going to come to an end. She's going to either join this uni, go to a different uni.
Yeah.
She's going to be coming up in your flat to see him.
Ooh.
He's going to be going to
You're
see
gonna
her.
You're going to be getting jealous. You're going to be getting upset when they're kissing.
Yeah.
And
I think, you know, with you saying you have no intention of breaking up a couple, you're kind of starting to do that,
I mean, I think maybe talk to him and be like, look, we're getting really close. I know you've got a girlfriend. I kind of like you. This needs to stop. Like, you either need to tell me you have feelings for me too and break up with your girlfriend, or we need to just keep this platonic. That is the correct word. Platonic.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, literally. Like, I think just have a conversation. Otherwise, you're still going to be, you know, going to the gym together,
yeah.
being all pally-pally while you're like, you can't fall in love with him.
Pretend to stay in this bubble. No, but you've got this guy.
Because it's only going to end badly.
Like, for you.
It's going to end badly for you. Like, you need to protect yourself right now before it gets, like, too
because he's
much.
Got a whole other girlfriend that he's not going to be heartbroken. He's got a girlfriend.
Exactly. He's always got, you know, he could probably have you.
Yeah.
And obviously he's got his girlfriend.
He's got the best of both.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got company when his girlfriend's not there,
yeah.
but he's also still got a girlfriend.
Got a girlfriend. He's not hurting, but you are. Yeah. So, you know, and also, like, because you have feelings for him, you probably aren't looking at other guys and you yeah. probably aren't putting yourself out there because you're like, oh, but I like Robert.
Yeah. You're subconsciously one day Robert will not break going out there to meet
exactly.
people.
Exactly. So, like, you may not know it, but really you are shutting yourself off to other guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe, I think, let's sit down, have a conversation with Robert.
Yes. I think just say, like, look, I'm sure you can imagine, like, you've been... Say to him, you've been leading me on.
Yeah.
Because he has.
But, like, we're together all the time. We message on everything.
Exactly. That's not normal.
That's not normal.
Like, messaging on iMessage, Snapchat,
Instagram. I don't even
Instagram.
Do that with my boyfriend.
I don't. All at the same time.
All at the same time.
That's not... That's too much.
Yeah.
Okay, he should be doing that with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I think just have a very chill, like, keep it chill conversation.
And
don't
you never
get
know.
Angry.
Yeah,
you
he
never
might
know.
Even say, like, do you I know what? You. I've been catching feelings, you know? Yeah. I'm falling in love with you. I need to end it with
Emma,
Rebecca.
You are amazing.
Yeah, Emma, yeah. you're the one for me. Or he's going
to
say...
end it with Rebecca.
Yeah. Or he's going to say, Rebecca's my one true love.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry
if I've taken this too
Maybe
far.
Maybe he probably doesn't even realise what he's doing, to be
I
honest.
I feel like he does. He's not stupid.
But some boys... Are,
some boys,
right?
Are,
he might just literally just be like, you know, she's a great friend of mine. You know, some other, she's just a great friend of mine.
Oh,
we
yeah.
like to do things together. I mean, I'm sorry. If Rebecca in Barcelona found out about you,
yeah.
I'm sure she'd have something
she'd
to say.
She'd have something to say. A big something
oh
to say.
Oh, my God. Imagine if you were abroad and your boyfriend was hanging around with a girl every
yeah.
single day that you live with. Oh,
that would be the end. I'd have to end it.
I'd probably
That's essentially
throw
cheating.
Up. Yeah, because also I think
emotional cheating
yes, there
is
we,
worse.
I think it's worse.
I think it's because it's the connection.
Because it's like
it's
imagine if your boyfriend was falling in love with somebody else
whilst you were in a different country.
But like just imagine that in general. He's like, I love someone else. I don't love you anymore. Like I've not done anything with her, but
no,
I've fallen in love with her.
That's so much worse.
That's like a book. That's like a Sophie Kinsella book.
Yeah, a page two novel.
A page two novel.
Yeah,
that would make me cry.
Okay, so, let's move it
okay,
on.
Fantastic.
Good luck with that.
So, hi girls. I'm 20. Aw, this girl. I love this girl. I'm 20, never been on a date before or
oh,
even
I love
kissed
this girl
a guy.
As well.
But I have recently downloaded a dating app and started talking to someone. Woo-hoo.
You go, girl.
I feel like it's going down the route of him asking me out, which makes me so nervous. Oh, I was just wondering what your best tips are for a first date and what to do if things go really wrong and you want to leave. Also, his texts are quite cheeky. I wonder how cheeky.
Aubergine emoji.
So I also want to know how to deal with it if he's only talking to me just for sex. 100%. As I don't think I'm quite ready for that yet, unless he's actually nice and maybe he's just being very confident on the messages.
Okay.
I like this one. Now, whenever we would ever go on a first date, I feel like the best tip, because she's asking, you know, what do you do if things go really wrong?
Yeah.
What is the worst thing?
We've had many of these conversations.
Right? The worst thing that's going to happen is that you're going to die.
And that's not
going
to happen.
And you are not going to die.
On a first date.
On a first date.
Like, at the end of the day, you're going to... Yeah, the worst thing, essentially, is that you don't like him.
Yeah.
You don't have to see him ever again. It's not like you're at school with
Literally.
Him, at work with him. It's not like, you know, he's a friend of a friend. Like, you could never see this guy ever again if this date goes badly.
Like, you can see his face, be like, oh, you're ugly.
And
you could turn around and walk away.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there. You know, the worst thing is he's a bit weird. You know?
And so
And maybe it's a bit awkward, but just giggle and just get your free drinks or whatever.
I think what usually, like, on a first date, it's a lot of anticipation, and that's why there's so many nerves. It's like, oh my God, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how do I
look?
But
like, you've been texting for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you know what he's like.
Yeah. And I think once you've said hello, once you've greeted, a lot of the nerves usually, like,
I think
like
a great
disperse.
One-liner maybe is, hi.
Start with a compliment.
Nice little hug. You smell delicious.
You smell. That's always a good one. God, you smell
and then,
amazing.
And then always like, you're so tall. Wow.
Yeah. I love your jacket. Just boys right. like, everyone likes a compliment.
And then he'll get a bit of confidence, be like, yeah. oh yeah, I, she likes I smell me. Delicious. Yeah. yeah.
And come then, and sniff.
Come and sniff me. And then he'll feel more comfortable and start conversation.
Yeah.
Like, think about it this way. You're not going in there to have a conversation with a brick wall.
Yeah.
He's also got shit to say.
And he's going to make an effort
and
also.
And he's going to make, he's nervous also.
Yeah. And it's a win-win situation. Like, if you go there and you know what, you don't really like him, great. Don't waste any more time
great.
Talking
you
to him.
You had a great experience.
Great experience. You can leave. If
It'll
you
be
do
a good
like
story
him,
one day.
Yeah.
You know?
If you do like him, amazing.
Amazing.
But and I then, think you'll be fine. Yeah.
But also, the thing she also says is about the cheeky text.
Oh, the cheeky messages.
So what if he's just a fuckboy and is just looking for a hole?
Okay, well, that could be a big possibility because you have met him on a dating website.
I've heard of plenty of... you know, love stories that have happened on Tinder, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we have.
You know, he could be a genuine guy who's looking for a relationship.
I think you will know the vibe when you 100%. Meet him and you will see, like, what his kind of tone of conversation 100%. Is, like, where he's directing the yeah. convo.
Like, if he's trying to get to know you as a person, then tick.
Yeah.
Great, you know. If
check.
He's, you know, check.
Check.
Yeah. But if at the end of the day he's saying, do you want to come back to mine? Then...
No. If he's trying to get you drunk and then be like, do you want to come back to mine?
No, I don't. No.
So I think you will know that when you meet him.
100%. You will just feel it.
You'll
like,
feel
if
the vibes.
Like, you're just going to know, I feel like.
Yeah.
But enjoy. I'm very excited.
Please let us know how this date goes.
Please
email us back.
Oh my God, please do. We could talk about it. Like,
oh my God,
next
yeah,
time.
In a future episode. Okay, right, next one. Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for 9 months now, and he has got a girl best friend.
Ugh. I want to be sick.
Boo.
I want to be sick. I've just been sick.
And they'll go out, just the two of them, quite often. No. I trust him, but it makes me quite insecure of our relationship, as people say I shouldn't be letting him do that. But I know that obviously it's okay for boys to have girlfriends. Gosh, you're mature. Okay, it just worries me because...
I'm immature.
That's not okay with me. It just worries me because this girl has recently broken up with her boyfriend.
Ugh.
Oh, this is not happening.
Malicious little bitch.
No, and I think she might be trying to get with him. We don't like this girl. Okay, he tells me that they're just friends and he's with me, so I need to stop worrying. Okay.
I mean, I like that honesty. It's like, shut up.
True, but what else
you're
are you
going to
say?
Me.
Yeah,
true.
I really fancy her. She's fit. Yeah. Yeah. She's newly single.
I secretly want to date her. Yeah. I want to dump you.
Okay, this is the worst part, okay? So, however, every time they go out together, I get so worried that me and my boyfriend end up arguing about it. Now, that's the worst thing, because I mean, that's making you look bad. Okay, and here we go with the punchline. I'm also going to uni in September, 3 hours away, and I'm worried that our relationship is going to crumble.
God.
Okay, so first of all...
The thing is, this girl is causing issues in your relationship.
Yes,
I mean, I don't know if it's your problem. I don't know if you're causing the... like. Should she be okay with it?
I mean, personally, I would not be okay with it.
Like,
but I haven't had to deal with
me
this before.
Too. Like, my boyfriend has girlfriends who I've met, but he's not hanging out one-on-one.
One-on-one.
Like, and I know these girls are nice and lovely. He lived with them at uni, etc.
Yeah.
But he's not going on these little
date-like scenarios.
Things.
Yeah.
Like, that would make me... Any girl, it's going to make you uncomfortable because it's your boyfriend. Like, you love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be doing these things with him.
Yeah.
But also, you've got to think, like... She could literally just be, you know, a
like you probably have guys that are your friends think, oh, I would never go out with you. Like, I don't see you in that
exactly.
way. Like, some people you just don't see in that way. But also, I think what you don't want to do is where you say, like, you're starting to argue about it.
That's not good
because that's making you look bad. Because then he's thinking, gosh, my girlfriend's such a psycho. She's so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
But look, the girl I'm hanging, my best friend,
she's so
chill. She's so fun. She's so nice. Like, she's kind of making you look bad because you're getting angry about
and
it.
And the worst thing is that he's probably chatting to her.
Oh
my God, Stephanie hates it when we hang out.
Yeah.
What do I do? Oh my God. But the thing is, like, we're always going to jump to the worst conclusion. The worst situation that this could be is that she's manipulating him and being like, oh God, Stephanie, you need to break up with Stephanie.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, why are you with her? God.
But maybe she's not. Let's not put ideas in this girl's head.
But the thing is, that's why you're so concerned, is because you are jumping to the worst scenario possible. But
I think if this was me,
I mean, have
I
you
would,
met her? Have you hung out as a group? Like, yeah. Maybe you've just seen a picture and heard about her, but maybe, like, you know, going out all together is an absolutely good idea.
Or just you and her could even go out.
Yeah, why not?
Go for
like,
a coffee.
You know what, Rob? You and Stephanie.
You stay at home tonight.
Are such great friends.
Me and Stephanie are going to go out on the town.
I really need to get to know Stephanie. Is that all right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe you'll have a great time and then all your worries will be just pushed away.
Yeah. Or it will reinforce what you've been thinking.
Yeah.
And you can be like, look, listen here, yeah. Stephanie.
Yeah.
I don't like
Stephanie,
you.
Stephanie, I've took you away from Rob because I've got something to tell you.
I've got something
you
to
need
say.
To stay away from my boyfriend.
So, yeah, I think, and also you want to make sure that your relationship is on a solid ground.
Right, that's your most important thing.
Yeah, before you move 3 hours away. So I think just put this Stephanie, or well, she's not even called Stephanie, we just made up that name.
Stephanie.
Put this girl aside. And I think the more relaxed you are about it, just be the best girlfriend you can be.
Yeah,
just be like super chill,
you
like
need to be.
Super fun. But
you
like, oh, yeah, have a good time. Like, you know, whatever. Like, do fun things together. Like,
100%.
Show him your best self. So he's like, yeah, I love my girlfriend. She's amazing.
Girlfriend.
Blah, 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 blah. Because I don't want you to go to uni and you still be thinking, oh my God, she's back home
also,
with my boyfriend.
Like, don't worry about it until it's happened. If it does come out that Rob and Stephanie have, you know, gotten together, then all your thoughts were confirmed, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think until then, just chill out and trust him. Like, you need to trust your boyfriend. That's the most important thing, because otherwise he's going to start getting angry. Like, do you not trust me? You should trust me.
Yeah.
I'm your boyfriend. Why do you not trust me? Because
it's
very important.
And you never know, like, him and his girl best mate, they could fall out. She could get a new boyfriend and she could not speak to him anymore. They could drift.
And it's probably like, just circumstances that she's broken up with her boyfriend.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know? Like, probably just circumstances.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
But I wouldn't be too worried. But I just think focus on your relationship. 100%. Don't focus on the friend.
No, no,
like,
no.
Get her out of the equation.
But also, I think hanging out with her would be a good idea.
Me too. Just to satisfy your curiosity.
100%.
Because you're probably imagining this amazing
I'd want to.
Goddess
like,
of a woman.
Yeah, like, my boyfriend likes you so much. I must like you too.
Yeah,
like, let's
exactly.
be friends. Like, you've got to think about it like that. Be positive.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. Moving on. Here's my dilemma. I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Well done.
That's longer than I've been alive. I found out just before Christmas... Oh God, do you remember this one? Found out just before Christmas that he downloaded Tinder and Grindr. If no one knows what Grindr is, it's gay Tinder.
Yeah.
He had no pictures of himself on it, and his bio was, you know, just looking for someone to talk to.
Okay.
A girl he was chatting to messaged me and told me. Mm. He said that he only downloaded it because he felt insecure and wanted to feel like people liked him. He denied it at first, but there was loads of WhatsApp messages and he showed them all to me. And obviously that girl had sent me screenshots too. Turns out he was talking to some guys too. Nothing sexual. He just wanted to feel liked, question marks. Obviously, I have forgiven him, but it still plays on my mind. Obviously, naturally, it's going to. All the time that I'm not good enough. I literally tell him all the time how much I fancy him and love him. Have I done the right thing? I'm still doubting myself. I just don't feel good enough anymore.
This is really
strange. I think it's sad as well. I mean, if what he's saying is true, he's obviously really... does he have friends?
He sounds like a really lonely boy.
He sounds really unhappy with himself.
I've never heard of anyone downloading a dating app just to feel liked and to want someone to talk to.
Especially when he's got a loving girlfriend of 7 years.
Yes.
And, you know, I totally believe you're showering him with kisses and cuddles. And
maybe he doesn't have that many friends.
Maybe he doesn't.
Maybe it's a genuine, you know, feeling of loneliness. Mm.
Gosh. I mean, I kind of like that girl messaged you.
Yeah, me too. But then why did she message you?
But then obviously she messaged you because she thought there was something...
There was something wrong.
Like, if it was just like a friendly conversation, she wouldn't feel the need to message you, right?
No. She obviously felt the need because she felt like he was cheating.
Yeah, and felt like that it was wrong and that his girlfriend should know what's going on.
Yeah.
So actually, that's a bit of a red flag.
I
mean...
This is a bit out of our depth.
We're a bit in over our head here. We don't really know what to say. But like... You've been together for 7 years. Maybe he's just
True.
So... I don't know. He's obviously got wandering eyes. What?
But he's talking to guys as well.
Yeah.
But not in a sexual way. So that makes me think he's looking for mates.
Mates.
But then other guys on Grindr. Grindr is Tinder for
gay people.
So why would he...
Like, we've been on our gay friends' Tinder. Grindr before.
Grindr
There's
before.
Willies everywhere.
It's, yeah.
Like, as soon as you message a boy, he sends a willy.
Yeah, straight off the bat.
Like, literally, I'm not even joking, we've seen these messages.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, willy.
It's like, tops off, nudes, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom,
Because then it's
round.
Like, because it's very like, yes, no, like cutthroat.
Yeah. Oh my God, like, on the Grindr profiles as well, there's like, you know, like if you're a taker or a giver.
Yes. Oh my God.
Like
there
there's
is.
All of these details.
There
so
is.
It's literally just looking for a sexual partner on Grindr.
Yeah.
Like you don't go on Grindr to have a conversation.
No, you don't.
You don't though,
you
do
don't.
You?
You don't.
And we know that.
Yeah, we know that because we've seen
we've
it.
We've seen it.
So that maybe thinks
that makes.
I mean, the fact that he showed you all the messages
is very good. And
supposedly
he
showed you them
but
all,
but only because she found out.
True.
He wasn't just going, like, oh, babe, listen. I've actually seen this new thing recently.
Yeah.
I downloaded Tinder, started talking to some people.
What do you think about it?
What do you think about it?
Here's do you want to join me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
It would make me uncomfortable as
a girlfriend.
It
would make me very uncomfortable
because... why are you confiding in these other girls, trying to make you feel liked? Like, why do you need that validation from strangers?
Like why is your girlfriend not fulfilling you? Like, she should be.
She should
like,
be,
if,
yeah.
Like, if my boyfriend was feeling like that and, you know, is saying, oh, I just feel insecure and I'm looking for someone to talk to...
And
Hello?
Then going to other girls
I'm your,
to talk to.
I'm your girlfriend. I'm your best friend. Like, I'm
yeah.
who you talk to. Like, why are you talking to other girls?
Yeah.
It will cause a big issue for me. So I feel like you shouldn't have just dropped it like that.
No, maybe bring that back up again.
Yeah.
Maybe just
because
say,
it's
like...
it's making you feel shit and
exactly.
you shouldn't feel shit.
And maybe say, like, this is weird. Like, listen to
it's
Sophia
strange.
And Chinster on this podcast. They're saying it's weird. It is a bit weird.
It's a bit strange. Just
it's just because it's not really adding up. Like going
yeah,
on Grindr.
It doesn't add up.
Like if you want to talk to someone, I'm sure there's like chat rooms and more like
yeah.
platonic sites
yeah.
to like have make friends on,
Literally.
Not like these dating apps. That's where yeah. it's a bit like people go on there to find dates and to find hookups,
yeah.
like not to just talk.
I mean, there must be an issue with your relationship if he's saying he needs someone to talk to.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, at the bottom
yeah.
line. Because he should be telling you all his problems.
Especially after 7 years.
Especially after 7 years. So I think you need to talk to him again about it.
And then maybe...
and reevaluate the situation.
Yeah, maybe get back to us with that one.
I think so.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay. Okay, next one. So basically, I keep going for boys who can't seem to make enough time for me and are more interested in going out with their mates than seeing me. Is this normal? Yeah, snooze. Is this normal for 19 to 20-year-olds or am I settling for less than I deserve? Every time I say anything about it to the boy, he just apologizes, says all the right things, but never does anything to actually change. It's hard just to bin it off over this when I really like him. I keep passing it off as an age thing and thinking maybe I'm just too needy, but it looks like he isn't going to get over the whole bros before hoes attitude anytime soon. Do you girls have any experience with this or am I just a mug?
I mean, the thing is, most like 17 to 21, all they want to do.
Lads.
All they, you know.
They're the worst.
They
that
just
age
want
of,
pussy.
A group of like six of them.
Oh,
they
be
are
sick.
The worst.
So, I mean, the thing is, I mean, if he liked you that much, he'd want to spend time with you. Bottom line.
Yeah, but I also think that especially at that age, it's essentially our age, but boys are way more immature. I think at that age, for lads, they don't want to be seen as the one that's got a girlfriend. You know, if it's a group of like five or six and maybe he's the only one with a girlfriend or, you know, talking to a girl, he doesn't want to be seen as the boring one.
Yeah.
The one that never comes out. The one that's whipped. You know, the one... Boys hate being called that by their friends. So he just maybe...
Yeah. Especially at that young age, like they just, you know...
They want to be seen as the biggest lad, the one who can sleep with all most girls. Ew. Oh, it makes me feel sick.
I
hate them.
I actually hate it.
Yeah, no.
I think it's horrible.
So I think it's normal, definitely, the whole bros before hoes.
And the thing is, don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally.
Like, it's not, you know, he doesn't not like you. It's just what they're going to do at this age.
He wants to be seen as a lad.
He needs to mature more. Before he can put
his priorities. You need to go for someone older, okay? I think if you're like a 20-year-old girl, go for someone who's 23.
100%.
You know, 100%. A few years up.
I mean, girls always have to go for someone a bit older because it is known that boys...
Mature, apparently.
Mature later.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Boys don't fully mature until the age of 40.
Oh, my God.
I can't deal with that.
That is just...
But it is about, isn't it, fact that
and
boys...
we're fully matured at the ripe age of 21.
The 21, we are. I think, no, it is a fact that girls mature earlier than boys.
Yeah,
that
no,
is
it
a
is,
fact.
Though. It is. Like, because I remember back in school, like, we weren't dating when we were, like, 15, 16.
No.
But all the girls, when they were 16, all their boyfriends were, like, 19.
That's weird.
And shit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
but I can see why.
I can see why because, you know, girls are more mature.
Yeah.
So
On the whole.
So I think our advice to you is just go for someone a few years older who's got his lad days out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you need.
And isn't like succumbed by peer pressure so much.
Yeah.
What's the word?
He needs to be more solid in who he is.
But like,
yeah,
confident.
Lads, I love Amy.
Yeah. I'm going home to see
I'm
Amy.
I'm going home. I'm not coming out tonight.
I'm not coming
a night
to the
in.
Pub.
Yeah. Like, you need someone who's more secure in themselves.
Yeah. But also, if you really like this guy, don't take it personally. You can keep going, seeing this guy, but just maybe keep your distance a bit. Don't get too involved.
Don't get those feelings.
Yeah, don't put your walls down too soon because chances are they're going to be a night out or a day to get with her. She's really fit. Do you want to get with her? Who can get with her?
Yeah.
So you might get a bit hurt. So
just don't get too attached.
Yeah, keep your distance.
Just.
But all boys that age, I imagine, pretty much the same. So it's
lads,
normal.
Lads, we are lads. Okay, hi girls. I have been with my boyfriend almost 2 years now and have found out that he was talking to other girls for the first 3 months of our relationship. So they've been together for almost 2 years and she's just found that out. The thing is, I'm not sure what to do since we have come so far and this is so long ago. But that doesn't mean it's in any way okay.
True.
Bit of a pickle. How would you handle this situation? Lots of love, your favourite viewer.
We remember
that's
that
really
one.
Sweet.
She put XOs on it.
Yeah, XO,
aww.
XO.
Gossip Girl.
Okay.
I mean,
didn't you have a friend who she was with a boyfriend?
Oh, I did.
This is literally the same situation.
Yeah, I did have a friend who, okay, I'll explain. So it was basically...
And actually, they've come out of it good.
They've come out of it really good.
So actually, I think you need to not stress about it.
Yeah. It was one of my friends had this boyfriend and then basically he went on a lad's holiday, came back and was like, no, nothing happened.
So it was at the beginning of their relationship, wasn't
it?
I think it was a few months in.
It was right at the beginning. Oh, no, I know what it was.
Oh, my God.
So he got with... So they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend officially, but they were exclusively dating. So essentially the exact same thing.
That terminology.
He went on a lad's holiday, came back. No, nothing happened. Will you be my girlfriend? She obviously said, yeah, of course I'll be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then later on, a few months later, she found out that he had in fact not slept with, but I think kissed some girls.
Cheated.
Fiddled. Yeah, fondled. You know, other females in Zante, you know, whatever.
Zante.
So then she was like, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he has essentially cheated on me, but it was right at the beginning. We're now 6 months in.
We're solid now.
You know, I love him. You know, now I'm way more into this.
Yeah.
And she, long story short, she ended up staying with him and they're still together now. It's been maybe like another year and it's all going great.
So I think... You need to be angry at him, be like, this is unacceptable. I'm hurt by it.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to work through it.
If you are willing to work through it.
Well, yeah, if you're comfortable with it. I mean, you've been with him for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, I think to throw it all away, you know, I always say if my boy, if anyone ever cheated on me, that's it.
Me too.
But you don't know until, like,
until you're in that position.
Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce and they are still
what
together.
A dick.
Ugh, still can't believe that.
Wow.
You know, but I think, like, you need to let him know that you're very hurt and he's really hurt your feelings. He's got a lot of work to do. But
yeah,
maybe
and
it
I
can
guess,
work out.
You know, in the first, like, 3 months, neither of you were that attached. In the first 3 months, you can't get
exactly.
that attached.
Exactly. That's
sorry,
why
can't.
He was probably a bit more... I mean, it's not acceptable.
No.
But that is probably... He probably didn't love you as much and he yeah. wasn't as infatuated by you and your feelings.
And the fact that you now know about this is also a good sign, I guess.
I mean, it's a good thing that it didn't come out, you know... You know, even I'm glad you know.
Yeah. I think it's up to you whether you can actually, you know, fully forgive and move on, because I don't want you to, you know, be like, oh, it's fine, whatever, you know, we'll just move on with our lives. And then, like, the next time you get into an argument and every
you
time you
are
get
like,
into
but
an
you
argument.
You cheated on me.
Yeah, you don't want to keep making it a problem because that's not fair on him.
No, it's not.
So
you need
I think,
to talk about it now. Get all your feelings out there. Like, put everything on the table.
Yeah.
Really, like, have a heart to heart.
And if you don't genuinely, to the bottom of your heart, think that you can forgive. And forget
you
about this, then you need to probably end it, because then it's just going
to
turn into a bit of a toxic, you know, oh, well, I'm going to get back at you. You know, when you get really drunk, I'm like, well, I'm going to cheat
you're
on you
this time.
You're
just going to be so angry at him and you're not going to, like, look at him and be like, oh, I love you.
Exactly.
You're just
going
to be angry.
So you need to decide whether you can actually forgive him or not before you move forward.
100%. I think that was our last one.
Was that our last one?
Well, I tried to swipe.
Oh my God, it is the last one.
How many was that? Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope we help some people
God,
there.
God, I can't believe
first episode
how
exciting.
The girls' bathroom, episode one.
Okay,
well,
so thanks very much for listening.
We enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Yes. If you want to send us any dilemmas,
yes,
feel free to send them to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Boom.
You can follow us on Instagram.
You can follow
at
us
the girls' bathroom. Boom.
And yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Let us know your feedback. It was our first episode. If there's anything you want us to tweet. Oh my God, we didn't do the Instagrammer of the week and the quote.
Shit. Okay, we'll do
God!
That.
We're meant to. Do we even have a quote?
Yeah, we have a quote.
Okay.
Okay, so what we were going to do is. Oh, this is so.
No, it's fine.
Okay, what we were going to do is start each episode.
Oh, we're going to start
no,
it.
No, what we were going to do is we were going to start the episode with our favourite Instagrammer right now, just for some girl support, you know, girl power.
Because we find so many people that we absolutely. Like, we go through phases of people we're obsessed
exactly.
with.
Exactly. Just a little shout out, you know, just a little woo.
We'll
love
tell you
appreciation.
What we're obsessed with. So, should we do Emma?
Yeah, this week is Emma.
Right, we are obsessed with this girl called Emma. We actually saw her in LA at the Revolve Fest, but we just saw her in the
distance. Just saw her from afar.
And we were like, it's Emma.
Yeah.
And she was with her friends.
We're too scared to go up to
people.
Literally,
right, her name on Instagram is Emma Rose, but her at is Emma, then L-E-G-E-R. Ledger?
Ledger.
Ledger?
Ledger. Not sure.
And her feed is stunning.
She has beautiful pictures, amazing outfits.
Literally
incredible. You all need to go and have a look.
Like, everyone, you're listening to this, right? You've got your phone plugged in.
Yeah, just
Emma,
type it in.
E-M-M-A-L-E-G-E-R. She's amazing. Tell her we sent you because we love her. All her friends are beautiful as well. And every picture is just sublime.
Sublime. We're going to end each episode on a quote because we love our quotes.
Quotes.
We're kind of quote queens.
Quote queens. Quotes make me feel better.
Me too.
Like, they make people feel better. Like,
I have a quotes highlight on my Instagram.
Us too.
I like to look through it, you know,
like,
when I'm feeling a bit down.
Feeling a bit down. Quotes can really change your whole mood.
Okay.
And mindset.
Yeah.
Right?
So the quote of this week is...
This week. Take it away.
Take it away. I'm just going to...
She's just trying to piece it in her head.
This is my favourite quote.
Yeah.
Everything that's meant for you will always be yours.
Beautiful.
Because, and I think it's a really... I always think about this quote whenever...
It's
like,
really fitting for, like, boy talk.
Yeah, whenever I'm overthinking things or getting a bit like, oh my God, panic, like, what am I going to do, blah, 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 blah. Because you just think, like, do you know what? If it's meant for me, it will be mine. Like, whether that's a relationship. Like, if the boy is meant for you, it will be.
Like, if we're having a bit
job,
of a rocky patch, if he leaves, if he stays,
exactly.
It's meant.
Whether it's about, like, your career, like, about anything in life, it applies. Like,
100%.
And if you don't get something, or, you know, you don't achieve something which you thought you would, or whatever, it's because it's not meant for you.
Yeah.
And it's not meant to be in your life.
And you've got all of the everything happens for a reason. So you've got some...
Wow, another quote.
Wow.
Two quotes
of the week. So it's like, you know, whatever comes to you, you know, it's meant to be for you.
It's meant for
you. You've got to trust, like, the timing of your life.
That's wow, Paul, three quotes.
Trust the timing of
your life. We better start before we...
Use all our quotes for the season. We've got other episodes to film with quotes.
Okay, so thanks very much for listening.
Thank you very much.
We love you a lot.
Let us know if you liked it. If you didn't, also tell us. Or maybe not. Just don't
tell us. Tell us in a nice way, maybe.
Yeah.
No, actually, just don't tell us.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.